On a sunny spring day, a dozen neighbors in western Albemarle County are headed for the woods to do battle with sharp tools and to paint the stumps of aggressive vines with herbicides. Rod Walker leads the charge. He founded a 10-county cooperative called Blue Ridge Prism, the Partnership for Regional Invasive Species Management. Walker acted after he and property manager Paige Raines noticed a disturbing number of vines on this 1,500-acre tree farm adjacent to the Shenandoah National Park.
There are 10 or 20 acres where you could not walk into it. It was just a wall of vines. Paige had to start with a bulldozer and drive through the middle of it to create openings where people could actually get to the vines to cut them off and then paint the stumps. We tackled the three big infestations, and then we realized we had probably 50 or 100 other outbreaks.
And unless people step in, the trees are doomed. Eric Gilker is a member of PRISM and a volunteer helping to maintain sections of the Appalachian Trail.
A lot of the dead trees you see, they're covered with vines. It's not a coincidence. This tree is encased in Asiatic bittersweet. The Asiatic bittersweet has used this tree as a freeway to get to the sunlight.
In addition to Asiatic bittersweet, Walker worries about wild grapevines and kudzu.
Nelson County is particularly hard hit with kudzu, and probably the further south you get, the worse it gets. It basically grows up over the trees, puts its leaves out over the top, grabs the sunlight, and the tree starves, plus the heavy weight of these big vines. You know, also weighs it down, so when you get the wind, eventually it helps topple the trees.
Farm manager Raines proves the point, pulling a massive tree branch from the back of his pickup truck. It appears to have been strangled by a thick vine wrapped round and round from top to bottom.
How would you describe that?
Well, this is Oriental bittersweet, about 4 inches in diameter, wrapped around what looks like a pine branch. This is what we would call a medium-sized vine here. This illustrates our challenge.
The vines are tenacious with no natural enemies. They spread rapidly, their seeds eaten, then excreted by birds. If people don't kill the vines, PRISM members like Joyce Gilker fear huge sections of the forest will die.
It does feel a little never-ending, I have to say, but I do think we're making progress. And I've seen really big changes in the appearance of places we've worked. We've had several of these work days, and all the places we've worked on are still clear.
And the work is rewarding for other reasons. Tracy Johnson and David Maloney say it's good for body and soul.
I just feel like at the end of the day, the trees are saying thank you, because these vines grow up in the top and suffocate the trees, so I don't know, I feel like they're saying, yay.
But also it's just a joyful opportunity to get together with neighbors and catch up and enjoy each other's company.
They brave poison ivy, ticks, rattlesnakes, and bears to be here. But those aren't the only threats to progress. Virginia Nurseries actually sells some of the aggressive vines to gardeners. And the Trump administration hopes to cut the Agriculture Department's budget, which funds some of PRISM's work. I'm Sandy Houseman.